Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, spotlighting Wikipedia's most visited pages, giving you a peek into what the world is curious about today. With 225,773 views on Wednesday, the 24th of September 2025, our article of the day is Claudia Cardinali. Claude Josephine Rose Claudia Cardinali, Italian, Claudia Cardinala, the 15th of April 1938, the 23rd of September 2025, was an Italian actress. Born and raised in La Goulette, a neighborhood of Tunis, Cardinali won the Most Beautiful Italian Girl in Tunisia competition in 1957, the prize being a trip to Italy, which quickly led to film contracts, due above all to the involvement of producer Franco Cristaldi, who acted as her mentor for a number of years and later married her. After making her debut in a minor role with Egyptian star Omar Sharif in Goha, 1958, Cardinali became one of the best-known actresses in Italy, with roles in films such as Rocco and His Brothers, 1960, Girl with a Suitcase, 1961, Cartouche, 1962, The Leopard, 1963, and Federico Fellini's Eight and a Half, 1963. From 1963, Cardinali appeared in The Pink Panther opposite David Niven. She went on to appear in the Hollywood films Blindfold, 1966, Lost Command, 1966, The Professionals, 1966, Don't Make Waves, 1967, with Tony Curtis, The Hell with Heroes, 1968, The Red Tent, 1969, A Fine Pair, 1968, The Salamander, 1981, and the Sergio Leone Western Once Upon a Time in the West, 1968, a joint US-Italian production, in which she was praised for her role as a former prostitute opposite Jason Robards, Charles Bronson, and Henry Fonda. Jaded with Hollywood and not wanting to become a cliché, Cardinali returned to Italian and French cinema and garnered the David Di Donatello for Best Actress Award for her roles in The Day of the Owl, 1968, and as a prostitute alongside Alberto Sordi in A Girl in Australia, 1971. In 1974, Cardinali met director Pasquale Squitieri, who would become her partner, and she frequently featured in his films, including Blood Brothers, 1974, Father of the Godfathers, 1978, and Claretta, 1984, the last of which won her the Nastro d'Argento Award for Best Actress. In 1982, she starred in Werner Herzog's Fitzcarraldo as the love interest of Klaus Kinski, who raises the funds to buy a steamship in Peru. In 2010, Cardinali received the Best Actress Award at the 47th Antalya Golden Orange International Film Festival for her performance as an elderly Italian woman who takes in a young Turkish exchange student in Signora Enrica. Outspoken on women's rights causes over the years, Cardinali was a UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador for the Defense of Women's Rights beginning in March 2000. In February 2011, the Los Angeles Times magazine named Cardinali among the 50 most beautiful women in film history. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2:27 UTC on Thursday, the 25th of September 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Claudia Cardinali. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Jasmine.